Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. Little Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I hope you'll check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. When you get a chance, lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Get it, check it out and use it to your advantage. You can get whatever you need there, and it's all free. And don't forget to take our poll question, which is right on the homepage. Little politics there in that question. We ask a different question every week. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you're there. Lots of stuff there on smallbusinessadvocate.com that will help you. Wayne Cruz is our guest. We're celebrating his 12th anniversary. He's VP over at Competitive Enterprise Institute. That's CEI.org. I encourage you to check them out. Wayne, the Obama administration has taken the regulatory thing and put it on steroids. I don't think we even know yet how bad it's going to be, especially when this healthcare thing hits. What do you think?
I agree. That's one of the things about regulation stacking up. They're already close to 4,000 a year coming out of the federal agencies. And with the financial reform bill that's been passed, there are going to be over 250 significant regulations coming out of that. With the Obamacare rule, there's no telling how many regulations are going to come out of that.
Is there ever going to be a chance where somehow we get a government that says, you know what, we're going to take the time to go through this, and we now know there are 365 million regulations out there. We're going to cut that back. We're going to go through and we're going to get rid of some of them. Is that a dream that I would have?
Well, one of the things in the pledge, at least for going forward, as opposed to what's already on the books, and what I think needs to be done for rules already on the books, is number one, a regulatory reduction commission, and number two, an expiration date for every rule. They ought to expire like a carton of milk.
Well, how about like a tax? When they give us a tax break, mm-hmm. they always put an expiration on that, don't they?
Yeah, they managed to remember that, right?
Can we go back and put that expiration on existing regulations?
That's what I think ought to be done, or at the very least, say a 5-year review could be implemented, or a reg reduction commission.
No, I think it's got to have a sunset.
It has to have a sunset, Wayne.
It can't be a review.
I'm talking about to get started. Every new rule has got to have a sunset, but for the rules that are already on the books, you may have to open back up the comment period.
This is part of the Republican pledge.
Part of the pledge is for every new rule, major rule, and the major rules, that's the government's technical term for one that costs the economy $100 million or more a year.
Yeah.
For every major rule, there's to be a vote by Congress before the rule can become effective. I think that's essential. That is the most important thing that can ever be done as far as restraining the growth of government. But that's looking forward, though. We still have to deal with everything that's on the books now, and root and branch deal with that. And I think that's where a bipartisan package that's voted on up or down with no amendments every year is the right thing to do. And also, the stabs in the right direction need to get some steroids, like that so-called R3, Reduce Reform Regulation Program, mm-hmm. the Small Business Administration, that lets small business write in and say, here's the rule that's specifically driving me crazy, and here's how it needs to be reformed. That kind of program needs a special day on the Hill. You know, there mm-hmm. ought to be hearings about it. There ought to be more than is done. There ought to be the ones where there's significant consensus across small business, the medium business community, and what have you. Should really get some attention and root some of that stuff out and look for alternatives or get rid of the rules.
Well, we need folks. This is information that you can use, and when you're deciding, you know, about voting in November, right, Wayne. I mean, this is. I thank you for revealing this information to us. I mean, but the thing is we don't need to just vote for people and not hold them to what they pledged.
Yeah, you got to hold them to it. And and look for good ideas. I mean, this pledge is, as I characterized it yesterday, I think, I'm glad to see it. I think it's partly driven by, you know, just what the Democrats have been doing and,
right.
and expanding.
I got 20 seconds.
Wait. Cap and trade in the future, but the real thing is you got to look at the programs that are being proposed. You look at the Republican pledge and see what things it does, but also what is it protecting? Is it it looks like it's reviewing entitlements or trying to freeze entitlements, for example,
right.
but it's only going back 2 years.
Wayne, I got to wrap
that's
it up.
That's not going to work.
Thank you for being here. Good job well, today. Happy anniversary again. Thanks for 12 great years. We'll see you next time.
Happy anniversary to you.
Thank Wayne you Cruz, ladies and gentlemen, CEI.org. Check out his website. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you, today be guilty of committing a random act of kindness. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.